been very fortunate in my career to have played with a lot of great talents and a lot of great players, a lot of big characters. So a lot of big names on the list that I might have to leave out. The formation I'll be going for is a 4-3-3. So in goal, I've gone for Victor Valdez. It's a tough decision between Victor and Peter Cech. I'd give it to Victor Valdez just because he's slightly better with his feet probably than Peter is. Very explosive, very quick off his line. He's my neighbour in Barcelona as well, so that's probably what edges it. So at right back, I've gone for Dani Alves. Was bought at the time for about 30 million euros, I think, and people, you know, questioned whether that much money should be spent on a fullback. Now, a few years later, I don't think anyone remembers how much he cost. Unbelievable energy, great bubbly character in the dressing room, likes his music and samba style dancing. One of those type of players or guys that's always in a good mood in the dressing room, and you need people like that. Left back, it's probably not the position you would get the most out of him, but it's Gareth Bale. When he started, Spurs seemed to lose at the time. And as soon as he was played in a little bit more of an advanced role, and he really came of age, and no one was talking about that run of games anymore. They were just talking about the potential and the quality of Gareth Bale as a player. First centre half I've gone for is Marcel Desailly, the Rock, as we used to call him at Chelsea. A leader, a captain, a World Cup winner. I remember one training. I think it was Jody Morris came up to me after training, and he said, because I'd sort of dribbled Marcel Desailly and scored, and he said, "Well, if you can do that, you can do that. You can do that to anyone, really." A few months later, I thought, okay, if I can do that to him, he's probably right. Shouldn't be afraid to go up against anyone. I had doubts between John Terry, Carlos Puyol, Gerard Piqué maybe, but I've gone for Jaap Stam, and I can honestly say that his first training sessions, me as a 17-year-old looked at him and thought, wow, who have we got here? He's nowhere near good enough to play at PSV. In the period of about 6 months, he became probably the best defender in the world. He was one defender I did not want to go against in training or games or anything. It was incredibly strong, and you just didn't want to mess about with him. Dani Alves, Gareth Bale and Desailly and Jaap Stam next to each other, I'm pretty sure we've got a solid defence there. I'll go for the defensive midfielder. And I mean, the position has been named after him in recent years, which is the Makélélé position, so we'll have to put Makélélé in there. He was the one player that sort of kept the whole team together, always in the right position, would break every attack down. You always had a feeling that when Makélélé's in the team, there was a balance. The shape of the team was always spot on, but probably the only one who you wouldn't look to score a goal at any given time. Next one in midfield is, I'll go for the next two, because these two players, it seems, when they're on the pitch, they belong together, and we always seem to be talking about them at the same time, which is Xavi and Iniesta. When you talk about the Barcelona team of recent years, we talk about those two players controlling the game. Xavi will not lose the ball, and Iniesta will always come up with something special. As players, okay, I would say Iniesta probably has more ability, individual skill, or more ability to beat his marker, but Xavi has got this unbelievable range of passing. And the only thing I'd worry about is, if I look at my three midfielders, that they're not the tallest players in football, but they make it up with their technical ability. Okay, three forwards, I've gone for... on the left, I've gone for Ronaldinho. Wasn't a difficult decision, I don't think. The most complete player I've seen in football. And it wouldn't surprise me if he would, you know, get the ball to talk to him. It was that good. He could do anything. Very quick, very powerful. The one problem that I had with him sometimes, that he would put so much disguise on his passing that he would even fool me. I would just go, wow. Where was he looking? I thought he was looking across the pitch when all of a sudden he's putting a through ball to your feet. For the striker, I've gone for Ronaldo. the Brazilian Ronaldo. We actually signed in the same week for PSV. I was just a kid at 16 and he was already a man at 18. Had this unbelievable pace, scoring ability, dribbling ability. He could go past players as if they weren't there. I remember in his first season he was having a difficult time, and they asked him at a Christmas time, you know, you've only got 10 goals, how many goals do you think you'll score? And without blinking, he said 30. And everyone sort of raised their eyebrows and okay. The last game of the season, they're playing Feyenoord away, and Ronaldo's got 28 goals. And he gets the ball, I think, two times in that game. He dribbles three players, puts one in the net, 2-1, 89th minute, he gets the ball again, scores another one, there's your 30 goals, and he didn't move after that. When he was injury-free and when he was 100% fit, I don't think anyone could stop him. And the last place we'll go to Lionel Messi. I don't think, do I need to explain why? I think he was 19 years old when I signed for Barcelona, and I watched a fantastic player when I arrived develop into the best player in the world. And the most astonishing thing was, it's like everyone knew he was going to be the best. He probably knew, and it was like nothing could faze him. It was like it was the most natural thing in the world. Basically a young boy who was, like he was going to the playground with grown men and showing how it's supposed to be done. If I really think about it, I'd have to be honest enough to say that I would probably not play in my second best 11 team. So I've been very fortunate and very grateful to have played with all these guys.